I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
So, Shannon, have you ever in your entire life had spring by your birthday?
Spring by middle of February?
Yeah.
No.
So what is the point of today's holiday at all anyway?
What's the point of Punxsutawney Phil? Well, 6 weeks early or 6 weeks left to go. Spring technically is middle to end of March. Is that 6 weeks from the middle of February?
Mm-mm.
Is that six weeks from today?
One, two, three. Hang on. One, two, three, four, five, six. 6 weeks from today is March 16th.
Yeah, so like by the end of the week, it's supposed to start turning into spring. I feel like we had an early spring a few years ago, but it was still like fucking snowing and shit in March. Just like slightly warmer temperatures. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Weather's weird, man. Like, I mean, it's 78 in Florida on Thursday and it's 54 today. So winter in Florida is today, the next 3 days. Mm-hmm. Where it's in the 40s and 50s and then jumps back up to 80 by Friday.
Even by March, though, I don't, like, I've never thought that winter was over 6 weeks after this either.
Yeah, no, like, sometimes we are lucky if it doesn't snow in May, quite honestly. It
nearly always snows in April. Yes. Nearly always.
And and more often than not into that first week of May once in a while, we'll get a snow. It's not sticking around, but you know.
No, we got them little flurries. I just think that this holiday is ridiculous.
So I believe Groundhog Day was brought over by German immigrants, and it is something that used to be done in, you know, middle of Europe. So with that being said, a more milder continental temperature range would probably hold true,
mm-hmm.
you know, in Germany. In Michigan, not so much. In Maine, probably not so much. Definitely not so much in Anchorage, Alaska. So, like, you gotta, in Northern Canada, like, you gotta pick your temperate zones.
Also, it always seemed backwards to me as a child.
Yeah.
If it's a nice day today and he sees his shadow, then there's winter. And if it's a crappy day today, then spring comes early. That is ridiculous.
So this is the thought behind that. I learned that today, too.
Did
is
you?
If it's overcast, that means there is moisture in the air, which could lead to an early spring because rain is going to start coming.
Interesting.
So if it's overcast, there's moisture in the air, which is a sign of spring. And if it's a clear, cold day, then like it's still fucking winter.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they do it at like 6 a.m. And who's fucking up at 6 a.m. and Gobbler's Knob? You know,
I'm shaking my head.
Besides everyone who lives in Punxsutawney,
mm-hmm.
which someday I still want to go. I still want to go someday.
Okay, let's talk about things we want to do. I also want to do New Year's in Key West someday with you.
Oh, yeah. What happens in Key West for New Year's?
There's a giant shoe drop. The shoe drops. It's a huge high stiletto and drag queens do a shoe drop.
Stop.
Instead of a ball drop.
Oh, I love it.
I thought you knew this.
No.
Yes. I want to go with you. How have I never told you of my dream of us going to Key West for New Year's?
Well, I might have to bring one of my coworkers because I'm talking to her for the first time in like 6 months. Today, and she loves Key West and is jonesing to go back, except she can never find anyone to go with her. So I'll have to tell her of this plan and have her go with us.
All right, here, hang on. This is always difficult because I have to put the view back so that I can see myself, and then also hold this at an angle so that you can see it. Welcome to our world that we're in, but here's the drag queen in the shoe.
A drag queen in a shoe, and they drop it.
In a giant shoe, and they do the giant shoe drop.
Oh my God, I love it.
Don't you love that?
That's amazing.
I want to see the giant drag queen, and then like they obviously different drag queens, different years,
right?
Like it's great.
Oh, I love that.
Look at this drag queen. She's having a great time at that.
Yeah.
So anyway, yes, that is what I want. I want to go see the giant shoe drop with a drag queen in it for New Year's Eve with you someday.
I love it. I miss New Orleans again already. So
I mean, by the time this comes out, it will have been a year.
Yeah. Yeah. We're supposed to be on our way to New Orleans for my birthday weekend this weekend. A year ago.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Right.
This year for Mardi Gras, they're doing Yardi Gras.
Saw some of the houses. They're great.
So amazing. It made me want to decorate my yard. So
I think I saw a Schitt's Creek one.
That would be amazing.
Let me see if I can find it, because I feel like I saw that. I've seen a bunch and they've all been great so far. Like, way to go, New Orleans, just being like, fuck yeah, this my shit. Right?
I love it. I think they should keep it year round, tell you the truth. A lot of businesses are doing it too. A lot of houses, a lot of the row houses, a lot of the houses in the Garden District, like everyone's getting really into it. So it made me miss New Orleans again.
I did not imagine
it. And that's awesome. I love it.
Alexis is saying, I miss my life. I miss doing things. So that is here's more. The Moira Rose is what they call
the Moira Rose's garden.
Yeah.
8516.
I did. Okay. So they also shoot, I'm having a hard time. They also dressed it up as a Rose Apothecary on the thing. So it's
fun. That's great.
Here's a better.
I bought us some. Oh, look at that. I love it.
Yeah, so you need to Google Yardi Gras Schitt's Creek, because it is so cute and funny. But yeah, I miss my life. I miss doing things.
I bought us some Mardi Gras masks.
Oh, yeah.
Because why not? Why not?
Why not?
I'm looking it up. Oh, it's so cute.
I know. It's good, right?
It's making for really great podcasting.
Well, when I said look it up, I also meant to our listeners.
Oh,
so that
there's
they can be...
multiples.
Yeah, there's not just one.
Yeah, there's one. They have a little Rosebud Motel sign up with everyone's faces on their face.
Yep.
I do love the ones, the one that you showed. They have like, they put all of David's sweaters along the fence.
Yep. So yes, listeners, that you have homework currently, right this second, Google Yardi Gras Schitt's Creek so that you may also see the delight that is that.
I love it. It's amazing.
Me too.
Oh, what else do we miss doing? We didn't do sword camp or weapons retreat last summer, and I'm not sure what's going to go on this summer yet with it. So we're meeting to discuss that this week. I'm not going to say too much more about that, but there's some options. But I don't know, like, when can I start sleeping over with my friends again? And do I wear a mask while I sleep? Like, how do we navigate that?
Correct.
Especially
don't know.
With a group of friends who've taken a lot of precautions. I mean, I'd be willing to quarantine for 2 weeks before having a sleepover, you know? So, but my household can't quarantine. I can, but my kid goes to school. My husband goes to work.
Kid won't be going to school by the time sword camp comes around.
Well, that's true.
That will be something.
So that will reduce that pool of germs for sure. Then that makes me feel better then right there. So anyway, how about you? And
what do I miss? Touching people.
Touching people. Touch me. I want to feel dirty. So are you going to throw like a glory hole party or something?
That's exactly it. I actually was messaging my friend Abby, who I co-host the sexy party with when that is occurring. And I was like, how are we even going to know when we can hold a party again? How do we know when that is, like, how do we know? And right. She said, we're going to look at the numbers and like take cues from what is going on in like public health, right? Like what, like their guidelines and what they say is safe. And mm-hmm. She's like, and we're going to be looking at numbers. And I think like over the summer, we're really going to start seeing like spread go down because of more people being vaccinated by then. Mm-hmm. Because, and I think like at the absolute earliest September, but I was like, you know, I'm trying to figure out, I just need to like, I just need to touch humans.
I think touching could be okay. Mask wearing, of course, lots of hand sanitizer. You don't want to get sanitizer in your bits though.
No, that would be terrible to not do that. But I was also thinking,
like, no kissing for sure. No kissing.
Right. But what if there are people who they like, I want people to keep their masks on as much as possible, but like, what if a husband and wife comes? Am I going to be like, keep your masks on and don't kiss? Like, I don't know. It all seems crazy. I was also trying to come up with a situation where we have some glory holes, you know, like I thought that could be real fun.
I think that could be fun. Yeah.
Yeah. My glory hole party.
Yeah. I like it. A glory hole party.
Glory hole party.
Yeah.
I don't know how you
a sensual massage party.
Sensual massage. Yeah.
You can get each other off using your hands only. Like toys, hands, pussy pockets.
I said
backwards.
Yeah, but, no, I got you. The previous, like all of last year when we were sort of thinking about stuff, I was like, anybody who wanted to come to a party last year, last summer, was somebody who I didn't want there because they were otherwise like dangerous, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But like by the time lots of people are vaccinated and community spread is down, I don't know. How do you know when it's time for the sex party? How do you know when it's time for a sex party?
Yeah, there have been a few that have been trying to be held specifically in LA, and mm-hmm. one got busted, like a super famous one got busted. But, you know, they have really strict policies in California right now. So word got out and the police showed up because those police actually care, unlike in Livingston County.
Right. So. Right. Where people just host parties and your cops are like, meh.
Yeah.
Are they black? Well, right. Then I don't care.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, fuck.
You say that in jest, but.
No. Did you see the 9-year-old get pepper sprayed by the cops?
Yeah. I read that story. I read the story. I'm like, see, fuck. This is where like having a social worker ride with a police officer or answer that call would have been helpful.
Yeah, no fucking shit.
And you
right?
know what? It's okay to let a kid walk away too. You want to run away, honey? Go ahead. We're going to get in our car. We're going to follow you down the block. And when you're ready to talk, we'll be right here.
Did like, you hear? He said,
you can do that.
You're acting like a child.
She is a fucking child.
She's 9 fucking years old, you dumb piece of fuck. I want to backhand that cop. I want to smack him right in his nuts. So that is all of that.
The governor, the mayor of that town is pissed. Was the police chief pissed too? I forget.
I don't know. Speaking of police chiefs, did we talk about that last week? Was that last week already or is that since then?
Which police? Oh, yes. We did talk about that last week.
It just keeps getting more and more wild, yes, you guys.
It does. Our favorite, marked safe from being proposed.
Oh yeah, we did
by
talk,
Jason.
We did talk about that. Yes, that is what we talked about.
He has since he was put on administrative leave last week. He has since quit his job, like resigned. His wife filed for divorce. Upward of like 8 women came forward that he's been involved with in the last year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The one girl that like did the post that basically uncovered it all, gave like an exclusive interview to like dailymail.com.
Yes.
So.
And apparently the second one, the one that she found, Christy, right? Mm-hmm. So we had Cecily was the one main one who posted the post. And then Christy showed up. Apparently we hate Christy now, but I'm not totally sure why, but I think she's still into him. Like there was a rumor that she was the one who bailed him out of jail but she also liked some like racist shit or something. We don't like Christy anymore, even though we feel bad for her for being duped by a narcissist.
I mean, let her dig her own grave. Go ahead, save him.
Right.
He's getting divorced. Now he's legit single.
It's all yours, Christy.
All yours, honey. Take him.
None of the rest of us want him.
Yeah. So that has been a nice little distraction, which I actually quickly got over. It popped back up in my feed today. I was like, oh, yeah, that's still going on, isn't it?
Yeah, there's more stuff. Well, I joined Jason Collier Netflix series
group. I did see that group existed.
Yeah, I joined it. I'm there. I think
Cecily's a founding member, isn't she? Yes, I know she's in it.
I'm a messy bitch who likes drama, and I am not afraid to admit it. That's how I know we hate Christy now. I don't totally understand. I just know that she seems to still be sort of into that, defending him, all of that jazz. So.
Well, she cleared the road. She cleared the runway of all debris.
Yeah.
So, we did talk about Groundhog Day. I did watch Groundhog Day today while I was working.
Oh, I'm so glad. It's a tradition. Yeah, we've had Tuesdays on Groundhog Day before. We watched because I remember you looking for it and being furious that it wasn't on any streaming service because this was back, you know, whatever, 5 years ago when you could find shit on every streaming service. Mm-hmm. If there was something you wanted to watch, it was most likely available to watch.
Right.
Back before everybody had exclusive deals. And now all of a sudden everything is just like cable TV again.
So apparently there's still, according to the trivia that goes along with the movie.
Tell me.
This Amazon Prime purchase I made today. There's three different theories on how long he was there in Punxsutawney. So I'm going to read them off to you and I want you to pick how long you think he was there. Was it 8 years, 8 months, and 16 days, or 12 years, 6 months, 11 days, or 34 years in order to account for becoming a piano master, ice sculptor, etc.? So 8 years, 8 months, 12 years, 6 months, or 34 years?
34 years.
It seems like an awful long time.
I know, but I remember reading something at one point where they were like, I don't think that they've settled on this, but at one point they're like, I think he was there about 400 years. And I was like, no. That's no way. But I remember reading a thing where somebody said originally when they were talking about it, it was going to be an insane amount of time. Like, ridiculously wild.
So that's like 4,500 days or 12,000 days.
Yeah, no, I think he was there. I think it was 34 years because of the fact that I remember them saying it was going to be a lot more and we cut it back.
Right, right.
So what is it?
No, that's just it. Like, they don't have an answer. Like, those are the three.
Oh, I wanna know.
Those are the three theories.
God damn it.
Floating around. it's probably the 12,000 days. There's three different websites that think they've calculated correctly, but that's how vastly they differ between 8 and 34 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you think about that Andy McDowell scene where he's just trying to get to know her and woo her, he spends like 3 days just ordering sweet vermouth drinks with her, and then another 8 days just like in the fudge shop speaking French poetry to her. So he does spend a crazy amount of time trying to woo her in the beginning before he gives up and just starts doing good deeds. So,
all right. So I feel like maybe I read this wrong. This one was posted today. So it says originally the film's director,
Harold Ramsey.
Ramis. Yeah. You're so close. Stated that he thought Bill's character was trapped in Punxsutawney for about 10 years. In 2009, however, he revealed that estimate was probably too short. It takes 10 years to get good at anything, Harold said. And allotting for the downtime and misguided years he spent, it has to be more like 30 or 40 years. So from the mouth of the man himself.
Who doesn't know because he's just speculating himself.
Uh-huh.
And he's just the director. Did he write it?
No, I don't know. How do I know who wrote the screenplay?
Right.
Shown during Groundhog Day, the 414 days that were mentioned, the 11,931 days Phil spent learning things like sculpture, French poetry, and playing the piano, and the days he spent performing good deeds, Harold's second estimate was much closer because he spent 33 years and 350 days. So that is this one's thing. So that is, yeah, 34 years. So we can, I'm sure that there are other estimates out there because you already told me some of them, but I think that that's good. Like, you know, I like that estimate. All right, what else do we have on like trivia and shit?
I had previously read that Bill Murray got bit severely 3 times by the groundhog.
What?
and needed tetanus shots.
That's wild.
The groundhog ceremony depicted is occurring in the center of town, Gobbler's Knob, but the real Gobbler's Knob is 2 miles outside of Punxsutawney in the middle of the woods.
Oh, that's funny.
The interiors of Bill Murray's room at the bed and breakfast were filmed in an empty warehouse. They did all the filming in Illinois.
Mm-hmm. So Interesting.
All the clocks in the diner are stopped, mirroring Phil's predicament.
Huh.
Harold Ramis considered Chevy Chase, Steve Martin, and John Travolta for the role of Phil Connors.
I can see Steve Martin doing it out of those.
Yeah.
Chevy Chase is such an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, it's so hard to see, like, I mean, so is Bill Murray. Bill Murray plays a great asshole.
Yeah.
But he is a, like, fun, like, charming kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think in a way that Steve Martin would have done a good job, but I'm very glad that it was Bill Murray.
Yeah, I think out of those three, I would have like Steve Martin brings a different charisma to the screen. He's mm-hmm. very high energy and on, where Bill can definitely play down his energy. Like he can be on like Steve if he has to, but I think his emotional exuberance range is far greater than Steve's, and just like no for John Travolta.
Whew. Yeah, that's a no. But I agree. I already forgot who the other person was because I had ignored, been like, well, that one would have never worked. That would have sucked a bag of dicks.
Right. Oh, he also originally wanted Tom Hanks for the role. And once again,
Tom Hanks can do anything. Tom Hanks can do anything.
I think that would have been a good. I think Tom Hanks would have been good.
I believe in Tom Hanks.
I'm going to get a t-shirt that says that. According to Harold, when he tried to explain a scene to Bill, Murray would just interrupt him and be like, just tell me, good Phil or bad Phil? My good Phil or bad Phil? Like, I know what I need to do. Just, like, tell me, am I good or bad right here?
Yeah.
Anyway. I mean, just there's a bunch of little little quips here and there like that.
So. What year was this? 93?
93. Yeah.
I was trying to figure out if it would have crossed over with Forrest Gump. I was like, maybe he couldn't have because he was making the most delightful film ever made.
Yeah, that was 94. Yeah, it was like 94, 95. Yeah. They filmed the opening scenes last. And the original version, Connors was already in Punxsutawney at the start of the story.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So what else you been watching? What other things?
I am still watching Heartland.
Yeah.
The horse show. And I'm at a crossroad. So I'm wondering if you and our four listeners can help me. So this show, I have gotten to the point when I watch a show that like I'm starting to hate it a little bit because it's pretty predictable. They go through typical family drama, typical friend drama, and they're all like first year college students at this point. I just finished season 4 last night. So I'm on season 5, episode 1 tonight. And there are 13 out of 14 seasons loaded on Netflix at this point. So I'm like, do I skip 6 seasons? Like, I feel like even if I skip 6 seasons, I'm not going to miss much. Here's if I do miss much, I can guess what might happen at this point.
Here's what you do. As someone who watched Supernatural.
Right.
I took huge breaks from that show. Mm-hmm. There was that. Okay. The summer that Alex and I broke up, who those of you who remember back to when we nicknamed everyone, he was called He Who Shall Not Be Named.
Oh,
yes. I just named him. But when that guy and I broke up, I was very depressed and I watched all 9 seasons that were currently on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And even though it was repetitive, it felt comforting to me because I was miserable.
Yes. So I think I am in my plight to not watch as much Schitt's Creek. I am taking comfort in the repetitiveness of this family horse drama. There's always a horse that needs help. There's always some sort of interpersonal bullshit going on. And there's enough arcs going on that it doesn't really matter whose interpersonal bullshit's going on because there's so many arcs that they're always just kind of going on.
Yeah.
So I am starting to get annoyed at people for not growing fast enough. Shedding their immature ways and trying to be a little more adult. But these seasons span multiple years. It isn't one season, one calendar year.
Right.
I've finished 4 seasons and I'm pretty sure that was the span of 2 or 3 years.
Right.
Maybe 2 years. 2 years for 4 seasons. So time moves very slow.
I think take a break from the show and go back to it.
Yeah. Okay. Do kind of miss it, but I don't want to hate it because I want to keep watching it.
Yeah.
So
I actually never finished Supernatural. So I like watched part. I would go on binges again where I'd watch a season or a half season and then.
I guess I got to find something new then. To fill the time.
I have things for you.
Have you watched that new? I have a question. Have you watched that new leftover baking show?
No.
It's like Extreme Leftovers or something, or Greatest Leftovers Ever. They take leftovers from a fridge and turn it into a gourmet meal.
Oh my goodness. That sounds like fun.
Right?
That sounds like a fun thing to watch. It
looks very creative. And they're like as crazy as like old fast food leftovers, you know? So like deep fried chicken and shit. That you have to try to turn into a gourmet meal with whatever else is in the fridge.
That is wild. That's so wild.
That's what I thought. I think I'm going to check that out.
I watched Fate, the Winx Saga.
Oh, I did put that in my queue. The little the fairy show, the fae show.
Yeah.
Was that good?
Yes. I couldn't. Well, no. It was good crap, and I couldn't stop watching the good crap.
Good crap. So it's crap. So it's like Riverdale, Fairy Riverdale.
Yeah, Fairy Riverdale really sums it up. That is it. You got it.
It's like Riverdale, but with fairies and goblins. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It was
based... Which I also never finished watching. I think I did a season and a half or...
I was about the same.
Or the first two seasons. I don't know. And then I was like, I'm done. Like, this shit is just like repetitive.
Same with me. The first season I actually like really enjoyed. I was into the good crap. And then after that, like some point in the second season or early in the third, I was like,
yeah, I think it was halfway through the second season. I was like, yeah, I'm done. I think I'm done. Like when Veronica's dad showed up.
I watched more of that.
To start forking around with people. It was way before Luke Perry died, because I think he died at the beginning of season three.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, it, for me, I didn't see him die.
Like when Luke Perry died in real life.
In real life, and they had to write him off the show. Yes, I also missed that. I did not see that occur on the show.
I was excited Molly Ringwald was in that show, though.
I know, she was great.
She doesn't do too much.
So, about the Winx saga, it was a cartoon show on Nickelodeon.
Oh.
That they turned, so just like Riverdale, where they took a clean and charming comic or cartoon and turned it into something dark and brooding with teens being sexual and weird. So there was a fairy show on Nickelodeon. I am too old for that show. I didn't know about it. But here, so I have to talk about two complaints I have about Fate, the Winx Saga. So first is that some of the characters who were coded as minorities on the original, hey, they had darker skin, they were voiced by minority voice actors, all of them were made white for the show.
Right.
So like, why you gotta be like that?
Mm-hmm.
And then the second issue is that there is a fat character and her characteristic is fat. Like she tries to hide in the bathroom to change in the dormitory because she's ashamed of her weight.
Yeah.
And I was like, can we fucking not? Yeah. So.
I have the same complaint regarding siblings or dating. It's a lot of white people.
So many white people.
So many white people. Even the Asians are too white.
I started watching Lovecraft Country on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking good. It's so creepy. I love it. I also watched His Dark Materials on HBO. Also amazing. So do you remember the movie The Golden Compass? Because you remember every movie ever made?
Yes.
So The Golden Compass is the first book of the His Dark Materials trilogy. HBO went back and made a 3-season show of the trilogy.
Although
only the first 2 seasons are on. So anyway, it's really good. Oh, and Lin-Manuel Miranda is in it. So we know how much we love him. He's fantastic. He plays a like snarky, like a, he's not a bad guy, but just kind of like an ambivalent character who's not a great dude. And I love that. Like, because he's charming and perfect and I love him every time he's in anything. And so it was fine to see him play a little bit of a rascal, you know? It's very fun.
We watched Finding Ohana on Netflix.
I started too and then I got bored.
We enjoyed it. It was very cute. It reminded me of Goonies.
Cute.
So it was like a treasure hunting thing that was circled, that focus more around family and family bonds and getting back to your family roots. So it was very cute and I loved the fact that it was like a Hawaiian cast, a native Hawaiian theme, and really kind of played up that culture, which is nice to see these days. So we enjoyed Finding Ohana. We'll watch it again. It was action adventure. So it was cute. I recommend going back and giving it another shot.
Okay. I trust you. So, I trust your recs.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the very beginning moved a tiny bit slow, but once they decided to go on a treasure hunt, it kind of picked up after that. So,
yeah, I don't know what I was looking for. Yes, I do. I was looking for distractions this week. This week has been emotionally distressing on me, and I was looking for distraction.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I guess Fate, the Winx saga, would definitely distract you.
Yeah, it was stupid. It was glorious trash.
Glorious, glorious trash. Muppet Show's coming to
Disney Plus
soon. All,
oh my god,
five Disney seasons.
Plus. WandaVision this week. Oh my god.
Amazing.
It was so good, you guys.
So good.
It was so good. So okay, good. Sorry. Continue. Yeah. It was only five seasons.
Yeah. Only five seasons. The first, season four and season five have never previously been released.
I knew that, actually. Yeah. I knew that they had only released one, two, and three. So yeah. In my head, because when I was a child, and also probably when you were a child, they used to show it on Nickelodeon during the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just seen like so many episodes that way. And it just felt like there was a million episodes.
Kind of like Star Trek, the original Star Trek, you know, like we feel like it was on for years and years and years, but there's only like four seasons.
I think it's three.
There just happens to be like 60 episodes a season or something ridiculous like that. Not 60 episodes, because there's only 50 weeks in a year. So
yes, that wouldn't make sense unless we were being British and doing it over many years, but then there'd only
be
like
true.
Six episodes.
Yeah
we want to know episodes and seasons here, you guys.
Got 29 episodes in the first season.
Mm.
So about 30 episodes a season, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's 90 episodes, which I guess is why it feels like there's so many.
Right.
Yeah, there were 79 episodes total.
I was right. Three seasons.
Yeah.
But yeah, that still is a lot of episodes. But yeah, it's only three seasons.
I mean, it takes the BBC 20 years to get 79 episodes. So.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Dairy Girls is two seasons, but they're only six episodes each. And I'm just like, killing me. Stop being so British. Give me more TV. We are Americans. We need 20 episodes a season.
The top post on Reddit right now is this. Today I learned, oh my God, this is so bad. Why am I reading this? Today I learned that during the 2014 Groundhog Day Festival, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio dropped the Staten Island Zoo's weather predicting groundhog on its head, killing it.
I'm giving a what face?
She's giving a face, which was then covered up by zoo officials who claimed Staten Island Chuck had died of natural causes.
Yeah, natural causes when your skull hits the concrete.
I can't believe that. Oh my God. There's an action shot.
And we didn't land on his feet.
I don't know. He's not a cat.
Aren't you nimbly bimbly like a kitty cat?
That is so, why is that so funny and horrible at the same time? Why is that hilarious? And also I want to cry.
Oh, yes. It is both those things. I feel like I saw something else like that this week too that was both horrifying and hilarious.
Yeah.
And I can't remember exactly what it was. So
that's a thing. It's a thing. Horrifying. Oh,
this is what it was. Dustin Diamond's death. Both.
Oh, yeah.
Horrifying and hilarious. Not that it's hilarious he died. It's hilarious because he's a dickbag. Horrifying because he was diagnosed with lung cancer 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So yeah, anyway.
Yeah, that was a lot. Whew. I feel there, like, I get why he became kind of a dick bag. Like, I sort of feel bad for him because people are fucking idiots.
Mm-hmm.
And thought he was his character and treated him like he was Screech for all of his life. So all of the rest of the cast of Saved by the Bell were adored for their good looks and for their characters, and then he was the loser and fans treated him like he was a loser.
He also milked that role though. Him and Belding were the only ones to continue milking those roles for years afterwards. Building still milks that role. It's really one of the only acting things he ever did, and he still goes to conferences and earns money off of that because he's loved and adored. Dustin just really beat the screech into the ground instead of trying to reinvent himself and move on like other actors do when they get... Look at Jahlil White! I mean, come on! He shook off that Urkel and became a hot, foxy man.
He always was a hot, foxy man, except for when he was a child.
There you go.
Then he was probably an adorable little child.
I mean, we saw him as Stefan even in the show.
Yeah, thank God they did that for him, you know, so that we got to see.
That probably helped his career, actually.
It did. I'm sure it did. Yeah, I think that there are other people who are character actors and are never able to shake it off and are never able to get other roles and be seen as other things. And that was kind of my impression of what his life was like, was that he was never really able to shake it. And so he leaned into it. Yeah. But I mean, you know, like you got to make dollars where you make them.
Right.
And that his resentment turned him into an a-hole. I mean, everybody knows that he was a dick. Like that was well known.
Yeah.
I don't know. He was a person and he had a life, and there are people who are really sad.
Like, yes.
People who knew him and loved him.
It's a person. He had a life and it is sad he died.
Shit's fucked up. The world is fucked up.
A lot of people have died already this year. Popping like flies.
I was wondering about that on the day that Dustin Diamond died, where I was like, is it just because I know more famous people now? Is it just because there are more famous people now than when I was younger? Because when I was younger, there was all the people who were already famous, and then they would just become more famous people.
Mm-hmm.
With all the shows and stuff. I don't know. I'm like, I feel like more and more people are dying. Is that just because I know more and more people who they are? I don't know.
I think there's something to that. I think the entertainment industry has vastly grown since it originated. So yes, I think there are more celebrities, more quote unquote famous people in the world. Because now we even rope athletes and performers into that as well, where they might not have been. Like Olympic medalists weren't necessarily revered in the 50s and 60s, and now they are.
Right.
So I think we're definitely more aware of a human being's timeline based upon their contribution to society. So
it's very wise, Shannon. It's very wise.
Yeah, I'm not even drinking. What the fuck is up with that? Whew. So I was totally going to say something. I've forgotten now. Oh, well. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. I got my babies.
Wait, do you know what happens to me all the time, though? When I forgot something I was saying, when I listen to our episodes later, I totally realize the thing. My brain goes to that same spot. And I'm like, God damn it. That's what I was going to say. That happens to me all the time.
And you start yelling at the radio.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't help us at this point.
It does not.
So, I joined Robinhood, except they've had so many people try to join their app for retail trading that they're like, we don't think we're going to get to your application for a month. Here, have another free stock on us.
Oh my goodness.
I find it hilarious. So, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to invest anything. I am not like a huge fan of the stock market. I might just like, maybe I will buy 100 shares of those 99-cent stocks. And maybe in 30 years, I'll be worth something. Maybe
stonks.
They won't.
Some stonks. You know?
Some stonks. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do, right? Invest early and wait 50 years?
Yes. Do you want to know did I ever tell you this? How my mom's parents made all their, I mean, it was my mom's dad, but my grandpa, how he made all his money.
Mm-mm.
I joke and I say it's because he invested in Taco Bell, but that's not it. It was Bell Telephone Mexico. So telephones already existed in the United States. Mm-hmm. The infrastructure was not there. My grandfather invested in Bell Mexico as they were growing, and that's where my grandparents made like the vast majority of their money, in Taco Bell.
In Taco Bell.
In Taco Bell.
In Mexican Ma Bell.
Yep, that's exactly it.
Interesting.
I think it's Mama Bell.
Mama Bell. Mama, Madre Bell.
Madre Bell.
Yeah, I mean, you can, AT&T stock isn't too bad, but I mean, it's not very high. Like Amazon stock is like $3,000 a stock, which I did look up my weight in gold.
Mm-hmm.
And your weight in gold is still way more than that.
Well, that's good. Like, that's good to know.
Because it's like $60 an ounce or mm-hmm. a gram, $60 a gram. And there's multiple grams in an ounce. And then there's 16 ounces in a pound. It was something like $60,000 a pound or something. I was like, oh, well, that is way more than $3,000 in Amazon stock. So gold is still like one of the most valuable things, which is weird.
I've been doing a lot more witchcraft lately.
Yeah.
So it was a full moon recently. So that was one thing.
Mercury's in retrograde too. It fell into retrograde this weekend.
Yeah.
I was like, why am I not sleeping good?
So on Thursday, I was planning my full moon thing. I was planning what I was going to do for the full moon on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Elizabeth was like, I don't want you to ever speak to me again. And I was like, well, I feel like I'm very upset now and I need to change what my plan is. And then I did some reading. So let's listen to this. The first full moon of 2021 occurs on the 28th in Leo. It's one of the most energetically charged and impassioned times of the year. Think before you speak or send a text. Meditate on what and how you want to express your emotions. Then we can avoid the explosive drama. And I'm not saying the moon did it. But I'm not saying that.
The moon did it, right?
The moon did it. It's yeah. The moon's fault that she told me to never speak to her again.
I picked up a planner for a magical 2021.
Ooh.
And it's like an adult color book that has dates and planners and stuff in it.
Cute.
As well as like little witchy craft teachings for each of the months and cycles and stuff. So
that's awesome.
Of course I haven't read it at all, and I really need to like do this. I was talking to Scott. I'm like, you don't mind that I've picked up a few witchcraft books, do you? I'm like, because I'm seriously thinking about like considering maybe taking up the craft. And he laughed at me. He's like, you'll never read those books.
You know you have to read them now because he said that.
You know.
You know you have to. You have to prove him wrong.
But he's right. It's February. I've already missed a whole month of my little planner book.
Who gives a shit? Start now.
Okay. So I did look up. I was like, why didn't I sleep good this weekend? I literally tossed and turned and tossed and turned all weekend.
I'm not saying it's the moon's fault, but.
So full moon Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday the moon entered Virgo and Mercury entered retrograde till February 20th.
That is a fucking long one. That's a long one.
We are gonna have to be on our toes when we travel to Disney.
Yeah, it's okay. Mercury will become out of retrograde while we are there.
It's such a cute little book. Look at it.
It is a cute little book.
Doodlings and colorings and all sorts of fun stuff. I need to do other things with my life other than Netflix and chill. So
all you do is watch content and masturbate all the time.
Yes. Well, yeah, I probably could masturbate more for sure. But like,
it's good for
all
your...
I do is watch content and scroll Facebook, and then I got to do something better with my life. So,
well, my friend Danielle got me this amazing witch kit for Christmas, mm-hmm. like fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And I'd like looked through it, but I hadn't like really dug deep. She also left me with a spell book, like my own grimoire.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't, I have to look up specific spells, but that always gives me like a place to start.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have my spell book. I have all my shit like in a box. I have all my shit in a box. And so I started fucking doing some spells. I ordered, so I didn't have like, she gave me candles. So I lit some candles into that. I like lighting a candle. I love a candle. So I had to buy more candles, and I also had to buy little candle holders because I was just putting them in things that it didn't fit in. And I was like, this is not safe or good. I'm just
going to burn down your house, and your parents are not going to appreciate that.
No, they're not going to appreciate. I'm worried about setting off the fire alarm too, because I keep burning shit. So Danielle also got me this little, I mean, my cauldron is so tiny. It's itty bitty and adorable.
Mm-hmm.
And I burn shit in my cauldron, and I'm like, I love this. So for my full moon spell, I made a sigil.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into that. Love sigil making. I made one sigil earlier in the day. And then after she was like, fuck you, don't talk to me, I was like, I'm going to make a different sigil now. And then you burn your sigil. And then today I burned herbs and paper. Like I'm just fucking setting shit on fire all over the place. And I love it.
There you go.
Yep. Oh, and I ordered from, so I guess I'm missing New Orleans also because I ordered from Madame Laveau's. So.
Oh, I was like, I was going to guess that you ordered from Laveau's.
Yes. So I have a key in my office, and it's like a skeleton key with beads on it, and each one like represents a different thing. And so I got a new one for my altar, which I just like set up and take down every time I'm doing spells. I don't leave my altar up all the time. I just put it on the hearth of the fireplace.
Uh-huh.
Right. So I just put it in front of the fireplace, and I sit down there, and I spread out my cloth, and I set up all my little things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got a key because whatever it represented, I'm going to have to relook it up, but it was about like balance. I was right. Like, this bitch needs some fucking balance in her life. And then what else did I order? Oh, I ordered one of the like kits, like one of the bags.
Okay.
All of the stuff is for one kind of spell.
Right.
So that's what I ordered from her. And then I also ordered from some Etsy people because I was actually using my Madame Laveau bag as my altar cloth. I ordered a real altar cloth. I was like, this is ridiculous, me using this voodoo bag that has. Well, listen, I figured that she would want to help me, so I thought it was nice.
Yeah.
And then what else? And I ordered more candles, and I ordered the little candlesticks. So fun. I'm on my like witchcraft journey.
Nice.
It's about intention. And I also downloaded two apps. I hate how apps are now. Can I just say that? I hate how apps are like, it's free. Oh, but you have to pay $12 a month to access the content that you want.
Right, right. Or watch a gazillion commercials in between the two activities you just did.
They're all so expensive. Like, I would be fine with more $5 apps, you know? Like, I don't, or if it was a one-time $10 payment to upgrade to the premium stuff. But it's like my meditation app guess how much for my meditation app?
Oh, yeah.
For a lifetime subscription.
To $199.
$250.
Yeah.
And then so that's how both of my new witch apps are too. But this one, Saged, has a daily ritual and like grounding practices. And so like, it's like another mindfulness thing, you know, and it all relates to what's going on
right
in the world. And then everything else, you know, locked.
Yeah.
But I like Saged pretty well. And then I also bought Moon Calendar. So that one also sort of explains what's going on with the moon. Some girl with a nose ring to tell me which planet is making me sad. Earth. It's Earth. Earth is the planet that is making you sad. So I have a couple. Are we ready for internet thing of the week, or do we have more things to say?
No, I think we're ready for internet thing of the week.
All right. So one I didn't look up and I'm going to do from memory, but it is for Groundhog's Day. So somebody said earlier on in the pandemic, how did Bill Murray get out of Groundhog's Day? Did we try that yet? And the right? other person said it's when he stopped thinking about himself and started thinking about everyone else around him. And yes, that is exactly how we get out of it.
That is exactly how we get out of this. Stop thinking about yourself and start thinking about those around you.
Yes.
I think we need to post that meme again.
Yes. And then I have this one. This one's not funny. I liked it. Unpopular opinion. I don't think your life has to have a purpose or grand ambition. I think it's okay just to wander through life, finding interesting things until you die.
There we go.
And then here's the funny one. Dolly Parton writing, I Will Always Love You and Jolene in the same day is mind blowing. It would be like if Da Vinci finished the Mona Lisa and then turned around in the same day and wrote Jolene. And you know how much I love Jolene. You know that that is one of my all-time favorite songs. So I was telling you, know, remember when Catherine was really little, she loved Jolene.
She still loves Jolene
because it's an amazing fucking song.
Yeah.
And I said, and then, you know, Zelda was the same. And I said to Joseph, I was like, I think all babies like Jolene. And he just looked at me like I was stupid. And he goes, all humans like Jolene.
All humans like Jolene.
What is your point, Mags?
If you don't like Jolene, you're a Nazi and you can just get the fuck out.
Yeah. Oh, real quick before we wrap it up, did you see that
Like a dick.
Did you see that she Dolly Parton was offered the congressional presidential medal? It was not congressional, it was presidential. Presidential medal twice. Under Trump, and she turned it down both times. And the first time was because her husband was sick, and the second time was because of COVID. And so Biden was rumored to be considering offering it to her again because he feels like Dolly Parton deserves whatever.
Yes.
But she was saying that she was considering turning it down again because she didn't want to look like she was playing politics.
Mm.
Dolly, we love you and we think you deserve the presidential medal. No matter who gave it to you, Bush, Clinton, Trump, Obama, Biden, doesn't matter. You deserve it.
She can wait. She can wait till Kamala's president. She could do that. She's like, I will accept my presidential from the first woman president.
You know what? That might be enough to get a woman in office if Dolly Parton made that commandment. Everyone would be like, you guys, you got to do it for Dolly.
Right. Kind of like a lot of straight people were like, I'm not getting married until my gay friends can get married. Dolly Parton's going to be like, I'm not going to take this honor until a woman is president. Until there are nine.
Speaking of the gays, we do have our first openly gay cabinet member, formerly Woo-hoo! Mayor, now Secretary Pete.
We also have our first transgendered cabinet member, correct?
I don't know if they've been the reason Pete is because he's been confirmed,
right?
So I think the trans human person, I don't remember who they are or what their cabinet position is. I apologize to you, darling human being, and I will fix it next time. I don't think they've been confirmed. So Pete Buttigieg is our first cabinet member in the history who is out and gay and has been confirmed. He's on the cabinet. So that he's Secretary of Transportation. So that is an exciting day.
It was the HUD secretary. The health secretary, Rachel Levine, to be his assistant secretary of health. Leaving her poised to become the first openly transgender federal official to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate.
Got it.
That was of the 19th. So that was 19th of January. Dr. Rachel Levine will bring the steady leadership and essential expertise we need to get people through this pandemic.
Delightful.
Graduate of Harvard and Tulane Medical School.
Fantastic. What a delightful human. All right. Shall we wrap it up?
Like a duck.
All right. Find us on all of the places. Listen to our podcast. Hey, guys, tell your friends. Be like, I listen to these two bitches just rant all the time, and they're ridiculous, and I love it. Tell them. We want it. We want your ear holes. Also,
like it's like a Midwest reality show.
That's exactly what it is. Also, interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode shit. I didn't even look. 264.
Five.
I just guessed. Of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie. Bye. I want to take you to a gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar.